Shanti. 31st May 2019, Friday. Today's slogan: children who are always merged in the ocean of love, happiness, peace and bliss are true tapasvis. Children who are always merged in the ocean of love, happiness, peace and bliss are true tapasvis. Baba has given numerous definitions of tapasya, and the word tapasya has been in use from a very long time. It's not a new word, but the meaning of the word tapasya in the path of bhakti and in the path of jnana has many variations. In the path of bhakti, they use the word tapasya, and when they talk of tapasya, they means austerities, penance. When they talk of tapasya, we can visualize a thin-built, emaciated man sitting in the posture of tapasya and not eating and not drinking and living alone in the forest. A lot of hardships. So that's how they depict tapasvi. And when Baba says tapasya, he is simply saying that when you remain merged in this ocean of love, happiness, peace, bliss, you are true tapasvis. So before we try to understand this, let's try to understand what they mean by tapasya in the world. Even in the world, they have talked of tapasya, as I said, since time immemorial. They talk of three types of tapasya: sattvic tapasya, rajasic tapasya and tamasic tapasya. Rajasic means when the purpose is selfless. Sattvic means when the purpose is selfless, when it is for the good of the world, when it is done in the spirit of pleasing God, but there is no selfish desire within. It is just coming out of pure love for God. So, or mostly they do it for the sake of the world. So that is the sattvic tapasya. The second is rajasic tapasya. Rajasic tapasya is specially with some selfish means, selfish goal, some vested interest. And even this tapasya doesn't accrue much results. And the worst is the tamasic tapasya. Now this tapasya one makes one's body to suffer a lot. Somebody might bury themselves in the ground, or that is even done to harm somebody. That is even done to harm somebody. So these are the lower levels of tapasya, rajasic and tapasic. And the sattvic tapasya is the highest form of tapasya. Tapasya also means not just austerities or penance, it is a means to purify oneself. So one of the means of purification, Atma Shuddhi, is tapasya. And to live a very elevated life, every human being should become a tapasvi. That's what they say. There are three other types of tapasya. Manasik tapasya, vachik tapasya and karmic tapasya. Vachik means mental. Here, The tapasvi tries to have good thoughts, pure thoughts. In vachik tapasya is a tapasya of speech where they try to purify the organ of speech by not speaking, less speaking, mild speaking, sweet speaking, soft speaking, that way. And one of the tapasyas of the speech is not speaking at all. That is known as mon, silence. They say that if one stays silent for about 12 years, then whatever one speaks, that will become true. So it has got its own methods and means. So that is the tapasya of speech. The third form of tapasya is the tapasya of actions or karma, where they do as much as possible selfless deeds, selfless actions. So that is also a form of tapasya. So in the world, they do many different practices. They perform separate, many asanas, many pranayamas, lot of hatha yoga they do for tapasya. And without hatha yoga, they say that tapasya is not complete. And there are certain variations of that. There were people who were in the world and yet they were tapasvis. And the famous example is Janak. Because one of the most important factors in the life of tapasvi is detachment. Stay alone, stay in amongst everyone and yet stay detached. So they also talk about such tapasvis who are known as Raj Rishis. Like the word Rishi means somebody who does tapasya. Again, there are different types of Raj Rishi, Deva Rishi, Raj Rishi and Brahma Rishi. So Raj Rishi means who are in the world. Raj Rishi means who look after the affairs of the world and yet they are absolutely detached. The practice of non-attachment in the worldly life. So that is also form of tapasya. So to become Rishi is to become tapasvi. In fact, the word Rishi means seer, one who can see, who is a drishta, who is a detached observer. So in the world they talk of all these different methods of tapasya and they mention that if you do this tapasya then you get this, if you do that tapasya you get that, and then there are specific tapasya to specific deity and specific methodology and specific mantras for different deities. So this is what is in the world. What does Baba say? When Baba says tapasya, if you study all the Avyakta Murli, we will come out with certain points. There was 1 year in the history of Yajna which was described or declared as tapasvi varsh. What was that? 91, I think. 91? Tapasya varsh? 91 or 95? Something like that. So when Baba says tapasya, few things are necessary for that. First, silence. Without the practice of silence, tapasya as mentioned by God Shiva is impossible. Tapasya as per Baba includes the practice of silence, protracted practice of silence, long standing silence, intermittent silence. This is very important thing for tapasya. The second is solitude. Seek solitude as much as possible. Brahma Baba himself used to go and sit in solitude at the shore of the ocean and contemplate about the mysteries of life even before the divine descent of Shiva Baba. So, without the practice of solitude, tapasya is incomplete. And solitude means, when I say solitude, it's not just the subtle solitude, but the gross solitude, where there are no human beings. Where you hear no talks of human beings, where only the voices of nature you hear. The third thing is introversion, antarmukta. Tapasya means introversion, going deep within oneself and trying to explore and trying to find out and trying to see what all things are going on within, what all upheavals, what all emotional disturbances, what all thoughts creating labyrinth, maze, bhulbulaiya. How thoughts are intricate, complex, and have become so difficult to see one's thoughts, to see one's emotions, to see oneself. You need introversion, antarmukta. So tapasya means introversion. Tapasya means innocent of desires, icha matram avidya. The more the worldly desires, you can't do tapasya. There are more desires for the worldly things, worldly wealth, worldly name, worldly glory, worldly happiness, sensual pleasures. How can you become tapasvi? And then tapasya means karmendriya jit, where all the senses are under your control, where you are the master of your body. Whether it is eyes, nose, speech, taste, ears, hands, feet, everything is under control. So when, rather this is the hallmark of a tapasvi. Tapasvi means who is a karmendriya jit. Without the mastery of senses, without self-control, there cannot be any tapasya at all. One is enjoying all the sensual pleasures, and yet if someone says that I am tapasvi, he is in fact practicing hypocrisy or self-lying or self-deception. There cannot be any tapasya without control of senses. Perfect control of senses, where one can control one's body, is tapasvi. So tapasvi means karmendriya jit. Tapasvi means ekras, who is constant and stable. The constant and stable stage is the hallmark of a tapasvi. Ekras, who is immovable, who is unflinching, who doesn't stagger, who doesn't come into upheaval, who remains stable, constant, such unflappable, undisturbed, unperturbed stage of the mind is the hallmark of a yogi or the hallmark of a tapasvi. No matter what else is happening in the world, he remains stable, merged in his own tapasya. So tapasvi means he is achal, adol, or ekras. Then tapasvi means who is soul conscious and soul conscious vision. Atma vimani and atmik drishti. These are the basic practices of soul, of being a tapasvi here in the Brahmin life. To practice soul consciousness as much as possible, and to practice soul conscious vision as much as possible. Whom I see, all these are souls, no matter what their nature is. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba said, don't look at their present sanskars, look at their original and their eternal sanskar, adi anadi sanskar. Every soul whom you see, no matter what their sanskars are, see their adi anadi, original and eternal sanskars. Don't see their present sanskars, because if you see their present sanskar, you will get disturbed. Because every soul is parvash, under influence. So, tapasvi means who is soul conscious and who is practicing soul conscious vision. Tapasvi means who is lost in love of God, divine love, Prabhu Prem. This stage of getting lost in the love of God is the real stage of tapasya, and that is today's slogan. Children who are always merged in the ocean of love, he is the ocean of love, he is the ocean of happiness, he is the ocean of peace, and he is the ocean of bliss, and also he is the ocean of all answers. He is the ocean of all answers. Rather than going and seeking answers from human beings, seek answers from the ocean of answers. He is the treasure of answers. And is the ocean of mercy. And is the ocean of... And his greatest mercy upon you is your unanswered prayers. His greatest mercy is he has left many of your questions unanswered. That is his mercy upon you. If he answers those questions, you will become unhappy. That is why he has left many questions unanswered. And that is his mercy. This is a very strong and a very dramatic statement. So to remain lost in him is to become tapasvi. To remain merged in him is to become tapasvi. To experience his deep love is to become tapasvi. To shed the tears of love in his love is to become tapasvi. So that is the true sign of a tapasvi. So remain merged. And that's what Baba is saying. That is the real tapasya. True tapasvi means one who is sakshi and upram. One who is a detached observer and who is beyond this world. Who stage in the stage of being beyond. I don't know, that's how they translate upram. They don't have a better word. That's why they say being beyond. Being beyond is an English translation of upram. But that's very poor translation. So, sakshi, tapasvi means who is sakshi and who is upram. And tapasvi means most powerful definition, who is like the father Brahma. In this everything comes. So to follow him, to follow Brahma, is to become tapasvi. And when I say to follow, what does the word to follow mean? To follow has got three meanings. What does it mean to follow? Follow means anukaran, that is to copy. Follow means anusaran, means to go beyond, behind him. Anukaran, anusaran, anugaman. Anugaman means to go beyond him. Anusaran means to do what he is doing. And copy means exactly copy what he is doing. There's three very connected words. Anusaran. To do what he is doing, do it. Anukaran is to mimic him. Like mimicry. Exactly what he is doing. And anugaman means go beyond him, behind him. Put your step into his step. In English there is another beautiful word, emulate. This is a better word than follow. Emulation. Emulate means to see someone and to imbibe what he is doing, to copy him. All the three things are included in emulate. Emulation. Emulation means to be like that person. Emulation means to follow him, to be like him, to copy him, to do what he is doing. So everything, but this word has never come in any of the Murlis. And Murlis are in Hindi, so it's out of question that such words would come. So Tapasvi has got so many definitions. So when one goes in the path of becoming Tapasvi, one must enter the phase of silence. One must seek divine solitude. One must enter the cave of introversion, antarmukta. And when one tries to become tapasvi, he should become Ichha Matram Avidya. The less the worldly desires, the more intense would be the tapasya. The more the worldly desires, the more the desire for expansion of things, the less would be the tapasya. Even service, the more the desire for doing intense divine service, tapasya would get reduced. Because sometimes service dilutes the tapasya. Because service makes you extrovert. And the very basis of doing any tapasya is to become introvert. If somebody is trying to remain introvert and yet doing service, it's an extraordinary case. In last Sunday's Murli Baba said to Kumars, if you do service and there is a remembrance, there is a safety. If you do service, no remembrance, no safety. So service is important, but if there is an increasing desire for service, for with service comes name, fame. You become famous when one does service. And such fame can trap one. The greatest enemy of a yogi is fame. The greatest enemy of a yogi is fame. That's why yogi should hate fame. And Baba has mentioned different ways to consider oneself as a channel, as an instrument, as a means. That is different things. But fame can make one intoxicated. You leave the ground. That's why fame sometimes does make one egoistic. So tapasvi means Ichha Matram Avidya. Tapasvi means Karmendriya Jeet. You are doing everything, but senses are not under control. You are doing everything, but ears are willing to listen to the worldly things. You are doing everything, but taste is not under control. The hallmark of a yogi is that he is the master of his tongue. Tongue. Mastery. This should be the only tapasya every Brahmin should do. Because without mastering tongue, you cannot master other senses at all. So mastery of tongue is must. In Gita, there is one shloka where God says, if there are five senses and one senses, four are under control and one is left uncontrolled, that one uncontrolled sense would take one astray, just as a boat in the ocean, in the stormy ocean, is thrown by that storm. Just one senses. Even if one weakness is there, that one weakness will throw one out of control. So, mastery of tongue. All delicious foods They are tasty only the time till they reach the throat. After that, what is happening, nobody knows. Is the food really tasty? Ask a patient who has got jaundice. Put in front of him the most delicious, sumptuous food. He doesn't like to eat. But food is same. Now why doesn't he like to eat? Food is so tasty, but he doesn't like to eat anything. A person whose wife has died and who used to love her so much, ask him to eat, he says, I don't want to eat. A mother whose son has died, or somebody who has sunk in depression, food remains the same, yet people have developed distaste. So there is another dimension to taste. One must explore that. It's not that if you don't eat this, you will not enjoy life. Tena tatvena bhugnita. Upanishad says, enjoy the pleasures of the world by giving them up. How do you enjoy things of the world? If you want to enjoy this pen, how do you enjoy? Give up writing with this pen. Now you enjoy writing with the pen. Tena tatvena bhugnita. That is the greatest statement by Upanishad, and Mahatma Gandhi has mentioned this Tena Tatvena Bhugnita everywhere in his literature. He said, this one statement has helped me throughout my life. Whenever I am attached to something, I have decided to give it up, and the moment I gave up, I felt immense pleasure. Because with that attachment, there was an addiction. So other way around, you get happiness by giving up a particular thing. You get better happiness. You are about to get this much happiness, you get bigger happiness by giving up that particular thing. So, tapasvi means karmendriya jit. Tapasvi means constant ekras sthiti. Tapasvi means soul conscious and conscious vision. Tapasvi means lost in love of God. Divine love. Divine love is the highest form of love. Unless and until you taste that love, you never know what is divine love. Just as unless and until a lion or tiger doesn't taste human blood, he keeps on eating grass. So divine love is the real blood. Once you taste the blood, once the lion becomes non-vegetarian, he never turns and becomes vegetarian again. So once you taste the divine love, all the pleasures of the world are worthless. And then, last, detached observer and upram, sakshi and upram is the sign of a tapasvi. And tapasvi means, he is like the father, Brahma. Om Shanti.